I'm Mark Hardy. I'm the chairman of the Association of Play Industries.
I'm Dr. Arik Sigmund, and I am the author of a report, A Movement for Movement, trying to get kids off their bottoms, away from their screens, and using the outdoors and play areas and playgrounds to be active.
Thanks very much, Arik, and thanks, Mark. Pleasure to have you both here today for what I think is a very important issue, actually. And I'll hand over straight to you both, first of all. Could you kind of describe what you've been, what you've kind of been worried about, and hopefully raising a bit of awareness for today as well?
Right. First of all, there have been major changes in children's lives. One of them is there's been a dramatic decline in the sheer amount of movement that they have every day. They just don't move anymore. The second part of that is that they don't go outdoors anymore, and they're not using playgrounds the way they should, the way they did before. At the same time, there's been at least a 50% increase in the amount of time they spend looking at recreational screens, you know, gaming, watching television, YouTube, social media. That's gone up by at least 50%. And it's gone all the way down to the age of infancy. So by the time they're three, 54% of three-year-olds own their own connected device. So we have a very, very different landscape from when you were a child. And with that, the highest levels of body fat we've ever seen, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes we've ever seen for children, and also mental illness. And these things are related. So I'm involved with the Association of Play Industries, and Mark Hardy's with me, because we are getting together and trying to enlighten people to say there is a connection between these things. We've got to cut their recreational screen time and enable them to play more, particularly outside. They'll be healthier and happier if they do that. And it's really an urgent issue now.
Thank you very much, gents. And in terms of this report, Arik, I'd love to kind of delve into it a little bit more.
Sure.
How is it linking screen time and outdoor play?
Right. We know that there has been a dramatic decline in outdoor play. We didn't quite know why. The media always talks about parents being worried about stranger danger and about traffic and the weather's not very nice. Those things remain. But what people were not looking at is the new scientific evidence, which is finding that it is not what parents are afraid about outdoors, it's what children enjoy indoors. And what they're enjoying are little screens up in their bedroom, which are, a preference for children. So that's what we found. And we also have found evidence that if you do reduce their recreational screen time, and it's not saying they shouldn't enjoy screens, you did, I did, that's fine, but too much of it cuts into what they might do outdoors. So it is necessary to advise people to reduce their children's recreational screen time, which is very high at the moment, and get them outdoors. And the reason they should be outdoors is because when they play outdoors, they burn more calories and they move more. We're not sure why, but this has certainly been found in medical studies. So getting them outdoors to play is better than indoors, and playgrounds, considering that that the majority of people are now living in urban areas, are the most efficient way of doing that.
Thanks, Arik. So clearly then a key issue here is actually just simply that the screen time really is just reducing the time that should be spent outdoors. And of course, both of you are welcome to jump in at any point now, but I wonder if we could kind of think about, are there any other effects that increased screen time are likely having on our children?
There are a wide variety of links, growing links, between excessive screen time. I'm not talking about screen time. It's like chocolate. A little bit of chocolate is fine. Excessive amounts can cause problems. Alcohol, many other things, same thing. Screen time, a wide range of things, from body fat and type 2 diabetes to mental illness, and also things like body image problems and eating disorders, and even things like short-sightedness. There are now new concerns from ophthalmologists that children need a certain amount of time outdoors so they look into the distance, which they don't do indoors. This affects nerve cells in their eyeballs, which affect short-sightedness. So by being indoors, they're not looking into the distance. They're looking at small screens, which isn't good for too many hours a day. And I could go on and on and on, but the reasons that too much screen time are not recommended are not just one thing. So when the newspapers say, there's no problem with kids spending a lot of time on social media, it doesn't affect their mental health. Well, mental health isn't the only concern. Body fat isn't the only concern. There are many, many links with too much screen time. And for that reason, recommending moderation is the best course of action in terms of health advice.
So, of course, hopefully one outcome of this increased awareness might be, of course, the setting of government guidelines to actually limit screen time usage. Do you have a kind of idea of what that limit should look like at all yet?
Yes, indeed. In fact, the Association of Play Industries has got a campaign. My report's called A Movement for Movement, and their campaign is recommending, and I agree with it, that there should be just a recommendation. This isn't a rule or a law of 2 hours a day, on average, of recreational screen time. They didn't pluck this figure, you know, from nowhere. This is what the U.S. Department of Health, the Australian Department of Health, the Canadians, and many other medical bodies are saying exactly the same thing, and for very good reasons. So the Association of Play Industries is simply saying, why don't we do what these other countries have already done? It's standard medical practice there, and parents can ignore it if they want, but at least it's a starting point, a rough yardstick.
That's great. Thanks, guys. And in terms of, and I know we've already touched upon this already, but in terms of the importance of outdoor play, Why exactly is it that you're kind of pressing that governments really should invest more in it, invest more in getting kids outside to engage in play outdoors?
It's very, very simple. If you look at the issues that Eric talked about, obesity, mental health issues, on top of that, you've got a multitude of social and racial issues. Children are coming out with their upper body muscles underdeveloped right now. These issues are being dealt with by a health service that is already overburdened. We are spending billions resolving these problems. And so what we're seeing in this movement for movement is we're making two recommendations, and they go hand in glove. The first is, here's some guidelines on the discretionary screen time. But along with that is, let's spend a little bit more in creating play areas in local communities that are attractive and appealing for people to go to. You know, if you're a parent and you say, hey, get off that device, get off your Xbox, stop it. If they've got nowhere to go to, if their friends aren't hanging around in the play area, if other children aren't there, they won't go because they've got nowhere to go. And so it's more difficult for you as a parent to manage that. Whereas if both happen together, we make the recommendations, plus we provide attractive, well-maintained play areas in the local community, it's more encouraging. And our belief is this isn't a case of coming up with more money. This is simply redirecting some of the money we're spending on fixing the problems, addressing them early in a root cause manner.
Yes, well, thanks, Mark. And Mark, I wonder if I could ask, I don't know, this might be a bit of a silly question, but I just think on a kind of small scale now, I wonder if you might have any recommendations, obvious ones, that, or indeed places to check for recommendations on doing exactly that, creating attractive play areas for youngsters to use. Especially, I suppose, I was kind of thinking if any teachers happen to tune in and hear this, have you got any kind of recommendations?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as a first port of call, our website has a plethora of information on how to design play areas, examples of good play areas, and so forth. Our website is api-play.org. I'm sure you can Google API Play and it'll get you there. And particularly, we've got a new section, which is a movement for movement, which has got all of the detail on Eric's report. There's a short form version, there's the press release version. But as I said, there's a lot more information on the website that can point you in the right direction.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And thanks to you as well, Eric. I really appreciate your time today.
Sure.
Hopefully a lot of people tune in and hear this. And also, I'd just like to basically just double check really that you've got everything across that you wanted to in this. I know it's a short interview, so not really long enough to get all of the points across.
Yeah.
But if there's anything you missed, I missed today.
Yeah, one thing, Ben, I'm just looking at something here. I think it is interesting. You know, this isn't just two guys in a studio coming up with this. Our people did a very short survey, and 89% of people in your area think the government and local council should be doing more to ensure that there's areas for children to play or easily accessible.
Yes.
So this isn't just us. You know, I mean, that's a high percentage. And the interesting thing is we're almost close on Brexit on the recommendations. You know, just under 50% of people think there should be a recommended daily guideline for screen time.
In fact, looking, if you look at the majority of people in your area, 85% of parents in your area feel that children should have no more than 2 hours a day maximum of recreational screen time. About 50% of people in your area think that it should only be 1 hour a day. So they're very much behind this instinctively. And so parents already have a feeling that kids have too much recreational screen time. And all we're asking the government to do is to say, listen, just make it official as a form of guidance.
Sure. Well, that sounds very sensible. And thank you very much indeed to both of you for kind of coming on the show today, hopefully bringing this issue to people's awareness, bringing it back to the front of their minds. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some success come out of this campaign. And I do urge you that the very best of luck with continuing it. And thanks for your time again.
Thanks to you. Thanks,
Ben.
Thank
you very much.